Don't hurt yourself. Welcome to another episode of This Goose Is Cooked, Celebrity Book Edition, where we review books intended for our future generations. Today's book, Keep Dancing Through, A Boss Family Groove, by Allison Holker Boss and Stephen T. Witch Boss. Illustrated by Shalaney Wright. Published by Disney Hyperion. For those who don't know Allison Holker Boss, she's an American dancer, choreographer, and actress. She's best known for being a contestant on the dance competition show So You Think You Can Dance. She debuted in Season 2 and came back as an all-star in Season 7 through 11 and 14. Allison received a Primetime Emmy nomination for Outstanding Choreography for her work on the show. In her career as a dancer, she was also one of Demi Lovato's backup dancers. As for Stephen T. Witch Boss, he was an American freestyle hip-hop dancer, choreographer, actor, and television personality. He too is known for his work on the TV show So You Think You Can Dance. Later on, he was a repeat guest host of The Ellen DeGeneres Show, and he was Ellen's sidekick in the Game of Games show. He also hosted Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings with his wife Allison, and he died in 2022 at the age of 40. He was taken too soon. Let's see what this couple's book has to offer. Keep dancing through is their family's motto. Dancing through what, you ask? How the hell am I supposed to know? I just hope they don't break anything in the process. In the story, we get to see the Boss family and how they deal with the trials of the day. Will they dance their troubles away? Or will this devolve into a drop-down, drag-out West Story fight? Well, bring your favorite grooves, grab your books if you got them, and let's get cooking. We begin being jarred awake by the old alarm clock, and everyone in the Boss family is up and dancing. They're all like,
"Yippee! Another beautiful day of work and school!
Who doesn't want to go work for somebody else?"
I gotta tell you, that's a whole new way of waking up for me, because I've always been used to waking up to,
"Get your ass up, we're late!"
Yeah, I think I'll stick with that. If I ever find myself waking up and doing the samba out of bed, I'm going to assume I got abducted and woke up in a Bollywood prison. So they're dancing while brushing their teeth, and then dancing while coming down the stairs, and it's actually kind of intimidating seeing the whole family coming down steps, snapping in unison together. I think I showed up to the wrong house for the wrong ritual. And at breakfast, they've got the Kool-Aid out and all. Quote,
"Munch, munch, munch. Breakfast time. Let's go. Nudge, crash, whoops. Past the jug without glancing. Skeet, scat, scoop. Dad turns on some tunes. Spin, spin, spin. But they're already dancing. I'm strong, smart, and kind. I've got beats around me too. Take some deep breaths in and out, and I'll keep dancing through."
End quote. Did I hear a skeet in there? I couldn't really understand the whole garbled mess. What I think I understood was, they don't cry over spilt milk. They start dancing. Which I think that confirms it. This family's a cult. Welp, the family splits up for the day, and the oldest girl hops in the car with Dad. And the two younger ones? Well, they walk up to strangers to say hi. That's a great way to get abducted. Or are they trying to lure these schmucks in to their cult?
"Hey, we like to dance. Maybe you could come over to our house Tuesday night?"
I don't know who's in more trouble, the kids or the strangers. You would think this family would run out of energy with all this dancing. But nope. On their way to, I'm assuming, their separate schools, this family's still jamming out. But to give themselves a boost, Dad and the oldest child
treat themselves to some fraps at Starbucks. All while the younger kids are stuck dancing their way to school on the hard asphalt, with their taskmaster mother right behind them. Must be a part of the initiation, and a way to break them in. Well, one thing's for sure, these kids are going to have some strong calves. Which makes us wonder, did these parents come up with a genius way to abuse their kids by forcing them to dance?
Hey, are those kids in trouble over there? They look in pain and in a hurry.
No way! They can't be! They're dancing!
At school, the middle child Maddox has some trouble with another kid on the playground who happens to take his basketball. So what does Maddox do about it? No, he doesn't stand up for himself. Quote,
sniff, sniff, sniff. Maddox lets the tears flow. Tap, tap, tap. Chooses kindness, standing tall.
End quote.
So he just cries and dances? No wonder he was dribbling the basketball by himself. But how about this? A strange phenomenon happens. He gets the kids on the playground to all jump in on the dancing, like the cha-cha slide just came on. You can't not join in. You'll look like a fool. And somehow, Maddox gets his ball back from a very confused-looking boy. Like, how did taking a basketball turn the whole school into High School Musical? We jump over to the oldest girl, Wesley, in a soccer game. And the whole family made it. Probably because they're the halftime entertainment. Oh no. The soccer game gets postponed. Why? Because of a little rain. You know what that means. Slow down and drive carefully. Well, that and dancing. Sidebar. I've got to ask. Why does Wesley look older than her mom? Is this a second marriage, and she's close enough with mom to be sisters? I don't know, but if that's not the case, this illustrator really did them dirty. Back to the story. They all go home, and the younger children are coloring, and
look at!
They get in a fight over one color in the crayons they both wanted. But don't worry, they all calm down, because no. Actually, they don't dance this time. But they do take deep breaths. Where did that come from? That seems a little too normal. We cut to after dinner, and look who's turning on the boombox so they can dance some more. Jeez, they're either on something or they're superhuman. Nobody can dance like this. But how would you like to live next to him?
Hey, how's work?
Oh, it was rough. I need to relax.
Hey!
Damn it. The bosses are dancing again.
They always are, dear.
Finally, time for bed.
You got it, girl!
Again? Don't those people ever quit?
Oh, dear. Hey, ho!
That's it.
Where are you going, dear?
To give them a taste of their own medicine with the floodlight.
Oh, a spotlight! Dance, Lolo!
Son of a bitch.
So what's the moral to this one? It's find ways to calm down when something goes wrong, and keep a positive attitude, and you'll go far. But it's just so hard to stay positive when someone is overly fake and dancing around you.
Would you get out of here with that?
What do I think of Allison and Steven's work? Well, first off, I'm sorry for her loss. That's more than rough. But unfortunately, for the sake of an honest review, I can't go easy on her. This one rubbed me in all the wrong ways. I see what she was trying to do with all the repetition, attempting to make it read like a song, but it just didn't. The whole structure and the way it read was very awkward. And most people aren't theater dance families. So, since they don't do this,
It's going to be hard for a lot of people to relate. As for the moral, I get where she was going with that too. But the dancing cheapened it by making it way over the top. As for Shalaney's pictures, they were stock celebrity pictures through and through, computerized with no style to set them apart. Well, if you're having a tough time at a crowded bar, keep dancing through. But once you get through, don't bother picking this book up. On a scale from 1 to 5, I'm giving this book a 1.6. I'm turning my nose up at it, having none of it, and thinking about sneaking a taste. But as soon as someone starts dancing, I'm out. This goose is cooked. Celebrity Book Edition. Join us next time for another in-depth book review.